It's on.
It's Hulk. On. Meeting is on.
And Taylor, if you'll sign.
See, it's Yuba, which is Tokyo Noodles.
It is.
Spicy, five spice curry.
January 17th. Welcome to.
See, I don't usually eat this, but I try.
NSL Live, you guys. Please sign the roll. There's a small group so far. We're just missing Bruce Oblad. He's in Hawaii tonight. Okay. And this is the second of our series of planning meetings. We'll see what we can get accomplished today. Just maybe may or may not need a third planning meeting. One of the guests that we had invited, I did not hear back from, and that is the Polynesian Cultural Festival. So we'll see if they come tonight. But other than that, and we are in conflict tonight with our two councilman meetings. Councilman Hood and Jensen are in the city council meeting. Okay. So let's see. News since we last met, and then I'll turn the time over to Lori for planning, is Barry Edwards has retired, and we have Ken Latham as our new city manager.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. News, and let's see, all the holidays, we haven't talked since, do we meet? Yeah, we haven't seen you since all the holidays, so hope it was all great. Read minutes from planning one meeting. I think I'll turn the time over to Lori and see if that's where you're headed with that. I think this is your agenda, actually. Yeah, dates, location. So we'll just turn the time over to Lori, and if there's anything at the end, we can discuss.
Do we have the minutes from the last one? Oh, that'll be easier than finding my email.
I do.
All right. So at our last meeting, we made a list of the events for 2017, and we assigned a chair for each meeting, for each event. And the goal for tonight's meeting is to come up with a date and location and subcommittee members for each of those events as much as we can without a full committee here. So first I'll run through the list and then we can go back and we can just go from chair to chair, and you can say if you've got a date and a location or as close as you've got and how many subcommittee members you need. So Kite Festival is going to be the first on the agenda, and it's Steve's. We nominated you for it because you did such a nice job last year.
Yep.
Okay.
Also, that's what you get for being gone last time.
That's right. Not a problem.
The Three Kings will not be happening this year.
Or ever again.
Or ever again. Second Sunday.
Unless you have to do the money.
Yeah. The second Sunday concert series will continue. It'll be, if I remember right, starting in August and going through December. Thank you, that's what I needed. August to December, and Matt Jensen's going to handle that. Festival of Speed will be Bruce, of course. The 5K 4th of July fun run will be NOLA, and that's a big one this year because it's our 20th. NSL Reads will be me. We'll be doing, again, the writer's workshop, the writing competition, and the fall family event. And the Trotter Treat will be Taylor's. So that's our roster for the year. The only other potential is the Polynesian Cultural Festival. But it's not on the list and won't be until we have a vote on it.
Yep, until we have a vote on it.
Okay, so this will be quick and easy. Steve, Kite Festival.
All right. Well, the first event, though, usually is going to be with the Easter egg hunt. Should be, I'm assuming, it's going to be on the 15th, as Easter is on the 16th. Is that right, of April?
Mm-hmm. Easter's on the 16th of April this year?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. So, as a result, because of that, you know, we don't want to have the Kite Festival the week before or the week after. So, my idea is either we can have it on the 29th of April, or we can move it to May 6th, and then move it into the next month so we don't have two events in the same month. Is there...
Because Easter egg hunt on the 16th, we're supposing...
Easter egg hunt should be on the
15th. 15th, I mean.
So, I mean, we, and the sides, I mean, I don't want it to, or before the Easter egg hunt, because snow. It's better to go after the Easter egg hunt into either getting either the 29th or 6th.
The 6th.
Is there opinion on this?
Let me just talk it through, because I think we've got probably Earth Day on the 22nd, so
of
April.
So is that then the same day that we did the Arbor Day planting last year?
Is that
an Earth Day thing?
That was in May.
That's in May.
We did it in May last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually end up closer to Earth Day.
Right.
But I don't think it's ever been as soon as the 1st of April.
Not the 1st of April.
No, the 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Usually around the 22nd, 3rd. So
maybe I was listening.
I could check with Lisa Bastian.
I mean, we can even go even further into May and go even May 13th if we want to just try to do something a little later this year.
I kind of like keeping it with the Easter Egg Festival, though, don't you think?
Well, it can be nearby.
It's,
I mean, I've always promoted
the
Kite Festival at the Easter Egg Hunt.
Right, the kickoff. Here's the kite.
Because everyone comes to the Easter Egg Hunt, and then we let everyone know about the Kite Festival coming up.
Was it 2 weeks apart last year?
Yes.
Well, because last year Easter was in March.
We had it tied because it used to be that it would start on the Easter egg hunt and then last for 2 weeks.
Right, I remember that.
But I don't think that we need to keep it tied to that 2 weeks.
No, not at all.
I was just wondering if that's what we had done last year. Like, we passed out the flyers and then we just waited 2 weeks just because that's what... Okay.
Yeah.
When we did, last year we did it on, I think, on the... Easter was in March last year. And so we actually did the Easter egg hunt, I think, I mean, Kite Festival, I think, was April 9th, 19th? You have the calendar, Noah?
No, Easter was in April 3rd last year.
And we did the Easter egg hunt on the 19th?
And then we did
The Kite Festival on the 19th?
So we did, I think we did the Kite Festival on the 16th.
16th, okay.
Because Easter was on the 3rd.
Okay.
So we did the hunt on the 2nd, and then we kicked off and did all the you know, this is going to be coming up in 2 weeks, and
right.
Then it was 2 weeks later on the 16th.
So if we continue doing the 2 weeks, it would be the 29th,
mm-hmm.
Or we could do 3 weeks later, do the 6th of May. We don't have anything else planned in, what do you have, your...
In
May?
Right now we have set, and it's set for May 18th, but that's not set in stone. We can change that.
Well,
Writer's Workshop.
No, 18th is great. It's just we want to have this come in between Writer's Workshop and Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, so it's kind of nicely spaced.
Right. So I'm good for either the 29th or the 6th.
Does anyone know of any problems with those dates? Mm-hmm. Holidays or anything?
No.
No.
No holidays.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's
Memorial Day is the 29th.
What time do you normally do your kite festival?
We usually do it from like 10 to noon. And we do it at Legacy Park.
Yeah.
So we would need to reserve that. If you could reserve that.
Okay, just tell me what day.
Which day?
Might have a little better weather on May 6th.
Might have what?
A little
better weather on May 6th, right. So are we good to maybe push it into May? First week of May?
Apparently, West Valley City, just so you know, is having a kite festival the 6th of May.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Interesting. So it's like kite
that
day.
Just came up on Google notifications, so.
I don't think
know.
That would affect us at all.
No,
well, unless our professional kite flyers are going to theirs instead of ours.
That's interesting. So.
It's just the Google God spoke and said that it was.
So, what I can do is I will contact. Why don't we do this? I will contact them. As they have the West Valley on the 6th and see if they have any commitments or if they would like to commit to us. I don't have a problem competing with them as long as... Because, again, what we wanted to do change this year is we want to have the booth for their selling near where we are actually...
located.
We're actually doing all the arts. Because they had it at the other arbor, and that didn't work very well. That's good for them for their setup, but they really need to have their sales booth over by the other arbor, the main arbor. Just because, I mean, I don't know if they're going to sell anything, but it's a kite festival.
Yeah.
I mean, if people want to buy a nice kite, they can buy nice kites from them.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys okay with doing the same sled kites again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
those
work,
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Work pretty well. This year, I was thinking of buying 300. Last year, I bought 250, I think, and we went to 250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there were a few kids who came late who I don't think got kites.
I think 300 sounds
so good. I'm going to order some extra. We'll probably have some extra for next year then left over.
Okay. And the markers are still good.
Margaret's Rupture will still be good.
Okay. Big Boxers here now.
Yeah. So what was the final date?
We don't know yet. I'm gonna contact the kite demonstrators, find out if they have a commitment on, if they have a commitment with West Valley already on the 6th.
That's what
then we'll
says.
Move it to the 29th. If they don't have a commitment, then we'll leave it on
the
6th. And then I will let you know, and then we can reserve the bar.
Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you is, do you want a subcommittee? And if so, how many people do you want on it?
I need people to help me just the day of.
Day of.
I really don't need anything other. The only other thing is that we've offered the Bible Church opportunity to come and participate with that. They've seemed to like it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We can extend the invite again. I might.
It just says West Valley City Festival. Sorry, I just looked at it. It just says West Valley.
Kite?
Just says festival.
Oh,
West Valley City Festival.
Okay.
Let's pencil in the 6th
yeah,
then, and then I will. But I'll still contact them and make sure they're okay to come and do a demo.
And then we can email it to Sally.
Yeah.
And for our next meeting, we'll have a for sure date. We'll be good to go.
Yeah. And then we can work on seeing if there's anyone who wants to come and do things. I don't have any problem. I think it's cool if we can have some demos again. You know, the Bible Church is great to have their event doing the blow-up house. They don't have to do that. They can do anything they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do something that's an outreach. Has anyone else reached out to us as far as doing any type of outreach?
That karate studio that always does the demos, they're always wanting to. And I think that's the right place to put them.
So we can ask them. They didn't do it last time.
They didn't do it last year, but
we can see if they want to.
Did we ask them last
instead
year?
Of a demo? I mean, it's not really set up for demo
audience.
Time. Yeah, it's not really an audience thing, but they might want to put up a little booth like the Bible Church does, and they could have their kids there
That'd
kind of
cool.
doing demos off and on at their booth.
Sure.
That'd
be good.
I think that might work a lot better than trying to get people to stop flying their kites.
So, and then I just need to, you know, go get a poster designed by our person.
Don't we have, like, a designer in residence?
Designer.
We do.
Like
she's
that?
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, so the plan is...
Rachel?
Yeah. Well, the reason we're getting all the dates and locations now is we're going to make a flyer that we're going to hand out at the Easter egg hunt.
It has everything on it.
It's going to have everything on it. And so what we want to do is make it consistent, so... I was thinking we could have Rachel do everything,
mm-hmm.
and then her design for the flyer will be the same as the design for the posters, and it'll all start to mesh.
Brand, yeah.
Yeah, branding.
Very cool. So I would, again, I might just need a contact if someone wants to help me as far as like contacting Bible Church. You seem to be the main contact for Bible Church, so I don't know if...
I'm not.
Or
but
if you have the email, if you would email me,
I can do that.
Then I will contact the Bible Church and see if that's something that they would like to participate in again.
Okay.
I can check with Dennis at the neighborhood market because he always wants to be involved somehow.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, that would be great.
Yeah. He wouldn't be buying kites, but he just probably wants to put up his stuff and have us point in his direction.
I think all of that would be really fun because it's nothing we have to do.
I mean, we last time we stapled
like
one of their coupons to each kite, didn't we?
What's that?
Didn't we have we've had some of his coupons. So if he wants a coupon
in the egg.
The eggs.
Like, one time
he doesn't like that though because nobody comes in, and we'll see. He kind of saved our bacon last year at the race because of the situation with the money, where suddenly Jerry Seiner wanted to give all their money out in big checks,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
we didn't have any prizes for anybody else, and he gave us coupons, and. Hopefully people went in and got their ice cream cone and their gallon of milk, because if they did, then I think he'll be more excited to help us again.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
It was all free stuff. Hopefully people went in.
Well, we really need to also look at... Lee's is opening up this week. It might be something that we might, as a committee, want to go and introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Are you working with them now?
No.
Oh.
But to see if what kind of outreach they want to do. Because remember, they wanted to work with, what was their names? The cleaning people.
Oh, Alpine.
Alpine.
Mm-hmm.
Who are forever banned from ever participating with anything North Salt Lake again. It's all right, I'm stepping down from the committee.
It's
You're
recorded.
Banned!
We understand. Banned. Okay.
And then as an information, since my 3-year term is coming to an end, I have Ryan Mumford, who is my councilman, will be appointing a replacement for me.
When is
spring.
It coming to an end?
Spring.
Spring.
Is that my time too?
Yes.
Okay, spring?
Spring.
Oh.
Like April.
Okay. Okay.
Better get that kite festival on.
Better do well at kite
my last
festival.
Hurrah.
And then let's do it in April. April 20th.
That's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. When do we report back to you on, like, any interest from...
So, if anyone wants to let me know if they're going to come to the festival, check your calendars, make sure you're free. I just could really use help at the festival itself.
We'll get at the next meeting when we have everybody here.
Okay, we're missing Bruce and...
And
the two councilmen. Is that what you're thinking? Bruce and the two councilmen? Okay. Can't think of anybody else that's missing.
And it'll just be day of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just day of. Just
how
for
many people do you think you need?
3.
Okay.
Would be great.
So are we bouncing back to the 29th now?
No.
I just said that just to joke that he was
right.
resigning in your term up in April.
I think my term is actually officially up beginning of April.
Okay. March. Thanks for doing that. I'd like to help on day of, so...
Okay, so we've got one. We need 2 more. I'll check my calendar. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out an email to everybody saying how many people we need and what is required. So next time we're going to tie everybody down and make them volunteer for things.
So ours is just helping the kids with their kites.
Yeah, it's
very
easy and fun.
It is fun.
And, well, it's helping the kids with the kites, but the big thing is we need 2 people tying on tails.
Yeah.
Or taping tails. That is the...
the busy spot.
So one person handing out kites, one person kind of wandering around the tables, and 2 people tying, taping tails.
Okay. We might be able to get, because that's fun, there might be someone out in the community who would love to be part of that, too.
So when we're signing up for your committee, we're also saying we might bring some help, some reinforcements. Yeah.
All right, we'll have to skip the second Sunday concert series because it's Matt. And the Festival of Speed because it's Bruce, but we know the date for the Festival of Speed.
Yes.
And we know the dates for the second Sunday concert series.
Yeah.
It'll be the second Sunday from August to December.
Well, we have to verify that. The first one, because... September 1 sometimes does not fall on Sunday.
Because it's when we can get the Army Band.
Yes.
So, Matt, for next time, we'll need to do dates and locations.
What about for Bruce?
But for the second Sunday concert series, I think it's less important to get all the dates and locations now, because I don't think we're going to put the whole...
It wouldn't seem like we needed to.
Yeah, I think that's sort of its own separate little flyer.
Yeah.
Well, what are the dates for the Festival of Speed?
Because there is actually June 30th.
Okay.
Yeah,
a Friday night?
Nutty, huh? Yep.
And we know where that's at. That's
June 30th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. June 30th, because then the first is Saturday, and that will be the fireworks.
Why?
And the 5-day.
Wait, why are the fireworks
because
on Saturday?
It's going to be on Monday night.
Monday night, the 3rd.
Oh, wait, so why is it on the 30th?
So wouldn't the Festival of Speed be on the 1st?
Yeah, it'd be on the 1st. Right?
Unless Bruce said
wait,
though.
That's
usually the same day.
5K.
The Festival Speed's always been the Friday night before.
Oh, it's a Friday night.
It's always
oh, okay.
Friday night. There we go.
So then,
the
5K.
I'm sure he's going to keep it that way.
So then the 5K would be the 1st.
On the Saturday, yeah.
What time does the Festival Speed start?
6:30.
So we've got the Festival of Speed on the 30th, and that'll be up at the golf course. We've got the race on the 1st.
Because it's usually
July,
the Saturday before the 4th.
Saturday before the 4th.
Because it's the Saturday
okay.
before the 4th. And that will be at
Legacy
like always.
Maybe.
The health fair.
And then last time
will not be
happening. That, yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
So we've got the Easter egg hunt, the kite festival, second Sunday concert series we'll handle with Matt next week. But it'll be its own separate flyer, so we aren't too worried about that. Festival of Speed is set. NOLA subcommittee members for the 5K. How many do you need, and what will they be doing?
I'm thinking at least 3 people. And because I did the registrations last time, so I'll go ahead and do the registrations and all that again this time. And then, so sponsor, so probably, I would say probably 3 would be a good number. So one person, really, probably just for contacting sponsors, it would be nice. I don't know if that would tie into the same person as doing the swag, because with, well, depending on who the sponsors are, because sometimes the sponsors give the swag stuff too,
mm-hmm.
so the giveaways and stuff, and then shirts and posters. I can't remember last time. Did we have the same person basically doing shirts and posters, or was that split out?
Last time it was the same.
Last time we didn't have anybody doing really
okay.
much of anything. It was just chaos.
Well,
no.
Oh, you're not talking
so
about design. You're talking about handing them out.
No, I'm talking design.
Oh,
the person who designed the was
shirts
it Rachel?
Did the
was
yeah,
it Rachel?
That's right.
So that
yeah,
was
Rachel
okay.
did the shirts on the
okay.
poster.
All right.
People doing
so.
Things that just kind of imploded, but. But there were still people who did things before.
No, I'm sure there was, but I don't remember who it was because it was chaos.
I did all the sponsors.
And that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Except for the whole check thing, which...
It worked out fine in the end.
Which we could try to say that's not really, didn't really work last
time. I'm pretty sure we'll have the same lady again, which
probably.
Means we're pretty much in the same boat again. From Jerry's
side. With the giant checks.
With the giant checks.
But we could ask her for a certain amount for giant checks and the rest... For general, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. That will be... You want someone doing sponsorships who's got the persuasive powers.
Mm-hmm.
The sales. The closer.
So shirts, posters, finisher medals, maybe.
Who have we traditionally had as sponsors?
Wasatch
Running, I know.
Jerry's
I've got the list.
Okay, do you want to give it to me?
The golf course.
I'll give it to Nola, and she can give it to whoever she wants.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing it. Okay.
So you're volunteering to
persuasion.
I'll help you with sponsors. I like working with sponsors.
Okay, then
that.
I'll give it to both of you.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll need 3 people. You've got 1. You've got Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be people who are going to be there on race day.
Correct.
Check your schedule.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
You're not,
I think I'll
not
be
going
there
anywhere this
race
summer?
Day.
No, I was there. We just got back from Kauai.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we're going to Edinburgh in this fall.
Just barely you did?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
My daughter
so
and
you're running and you're
going
to go sub 30.
Why would you
oh,
leave?
Oh, no.
She said it was
so in the email,
most
I'm just
going to
make a list of the kind of
there.
Things.
Did you go in the 1st of January?
Time,
we went
the weekend
like for like a week and a half during Christmas.
Yeah, because I was going through it.
I don't know how
and
it
was thinking,
then.
She
nice.
Said,
I know that there's more
she
stuff.
She went
that,
January.
Well, somebody has to work with,
home.
But I think you did that
first
last
January
year. Worked with the all the race
the timers and the registration. And
yeah, there's all that stuff. There's
as far as how busy it was.
There's a million things.
Because,
still
yeah,
want to come
kinda,
home, so
I kind of think the swag is food as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I might get to
thank
sub
you.
30 by July 1st if I tried. Yeah. But I'll plan to just be helping out.
Even if we're not on the committee, we would still volunteer for
yeah.
I mean, I will speak for me.
Are you just
yeah.
going to stay on the committee?
Yeah.
No, we're going to be emeritus. Status.
Are you
I think
looking
emeritus
too?
Status means you
April.
Still can come and help.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years.
We're going to. I'm there.
You can also volunteer your replacement to be on subcommittee.
I don't think so. Who knows what their specialty is going to be?
That's true.
Who knows if they have a specialty?
Or, yeah.
You still need to talk to Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about for Charlie Holmberg?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'm halfway through the book right now.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I've never even read it.
Oh, it's such a good book.
I'm not going to tell her that, though.
Yeah, no. Tell her I'm reading it.
So you're doing
she already has people reading it
fan.
Who otherwise never would have.
So you're doing a theme of magic?
If we can get her, yeah.
That
would
so
be awesome.
Awesome.
Really fun, huh?
Super fun.
I was trying to wait.
And maybe the kids' room would be doing magic tricks.
To ask you what the theme was going
to
be.
But we don't know. We have to talk to Charlie.
That would be so good.
Okay, so that leads us to NSL Reads. So the Writers' Workshop is scheduled for May 18th. The competition will just be over the summer like always. and making submissions due on September 1st. I think we might push that back a little bit because we want to let more kids do it at the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably do it at the end of September. But all of that is contingent on
Charlie. What time did you want to do the writer's workshop?
What time?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts?
Last year I think we did it at 7 and I thought that was good.
Okay.
Are you asking her to do that too? Both?
No.
Oh.
No, just the fall. We have the two authors who did it last year lined up again for this year.
Oh,
good.
They
want
to do it again.
I thought they were actually really good.
I thought they were really good too.
I have, and I'm ashamed to say, a conflict on May 18th. So I was hoping that someone might be willing to do it for me. Otherwise, I have to reschedule. I'm going to be in Europe.
Where are you going?
We're doing a river cruise.
Cool.
And
Viking?
Viking. And I didn't really have a choice on the dates. I was just sort of stuck with the dates I was given, so.
The ones they always advertise during any PBS show.
Yeah, those ones.
Nice. What do you need on the 18th?
It's really, I'll get it all ready. It's all set up. I mean, it's really easy. It's
I'll
just...
help.
I just need someone to sort of run it.
I'll help.
We'll do it.
Will you run it?
What am I running again?
You just stand up and say, welcome to the writer's workshop, and give out little prizes to the people who volunteer to read their
We can be co-hosts.
I'd love to.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Do you want to be
Thank
co-hosts?
You.
We just
you
think
are the best.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly.
It'll be like your big...
Swan song?
Swan song.
We'd love to.
I worship you both.
We'd be love to.
But
what
you're going to be helping with all the
tour?
Stuff beforehand, right?
Yeah, I'll get it all ready. I'll give you the script.
Is King's English going to sponsor again? Or
I don't know. We had the... if we get Charlie, I think we'll get all sorts of people who want to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah, for that.
Tell
but,
us how
yeah.
we know Charlie again.
She's my cousin's wife.
Stop! Taylor, you can never leave the committee.
That's true.
And so if we can get her on board, then we'll have sponsorship, and we'll have them sponsor for the whole season, right? Starting with the writer's workshop through the end, because it's all the same theme. The
awesome.
Writer's workshop theme will carry through to the writing competition, to the big event at the end.
Very good. Very
Could
good.
Magic be part of
so,
our trotter treat in October?
Oh, yeah. Of course, it's Halloween.
So,
it has to be.
Yeah.
I would suggest, though, that we try to get into schools before the beginning of the semester, fourth quarter or whatever schools are on it.
Fourth term.
To try to get, talking to English teachers as far as promoting the writer's workshop.
I'd like to get at the date and get moving on it as quickly as I can.
I'm pretty open on trying to go in. I can help.
Okay,
this
awesome.
Year. My schedule's pretty open now.
Fantastic.
The life of sales?
My new office is in Centerville.
That's
nice.
A great place. They have awesome stuff there.
I'm right in the building right behind Chick-fil-A.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's fast. It's good freeway access.
Takes me 10 minutes to get in. My commute right now is 15 to Smith's. It's 10 to my new office.
Really?
Hmm.
That's awesome.
And it's very, very quiet. Very quiet.
Right now.
It's even more quiet than this because it doesn't have the buzz.
Mm-hmm. I hear it. Mm-hmm.
That white noise doesn't have it.
I would love that.
I would shoot myself in the face.
The commute?
No.
I don't have anyone to talk to.
I love noise. That's
Except
why
for people on
kids.
The phone.
The quiet is good. I get teased all the time for not having a radio.
Mm.
I like it when I ski. That's it.
Quiet or the radio?
Quiet.
Nice. I like it right this minute.
So what do we have? Easter egg hunt? And James isn't here to tell us that either.
We know the date.
Yeah, so I'll have... final dates hopefully at our next meeting for the NSL reads.
I want it.
And then our last thing is the trotter treat.
Taylor.
Date, location, and how many people you need for a subcommittee.
I'll be happy to help.
So the location, I think we ought to do at Hatch Park, because that seems to be
it's
so a good park.
Great.
Yeah. It's centrally located. Sensitivities, I guess, aren't
And it's good to walk, run that around the park.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Calendars.
There's
a lot of
plus, we don't have any other activities really there except for the movies. Movies are
Easter
there.
Egg. And
well, and possibly the Polynesian Cultural Festival.
But
that's in August.
At Hatch?
Easter egg hunt?
I thought it was at Legacy.
Easter egg hunts at Hatch.
So.
Why did I think that was at Legacy? Wasn't it at Legacy last year?
Uh-huh.
Hatch. It's always at Hatch.
Wow. My memory has.
I'd love it if we could
changed.
Use more parks, but like we tried to do the trot or treat up at Tunnel Springs and it didn't get well attended.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful.
That's too far.
But
people don't even know where it is.
And it's out and back. And
but can't you say the same about Legacy Park?
More
there's
people know
a lot
about
of kids
Legacy.
Over
I know, it's
Legacy.
True.
You know, if we
it's
did
true.
Legacy, we could do the Legacy Trail.
It's closed right now for under construction.
I
like
so.
Next year.
It's Hatch
good.
Is great. Completely
good.
Blocked
it's
off.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how long that was going. But
Hatch is a good one
yeah.
to do during
yeah,
the fall.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Hatch is
perfect.
Really great. The little five. Oh, and then I've got the wristbands that was really
the mark
easy
from
to
last
do.
Year.
The mark.
Yeah, that was a. That
it
worked out really well.
Did you know about that part? We didn't do the lanyards with the marks on the car.
You did wristbands.
We did wristbands
yeah.
with just blue, red, green,
what time was
orange.
It last
oh,
year?
Oh, fun. That's
yeah.
And they just came by and we...
Yeah,
we,
that's great.
We did it,
nine.
Early.
Nine? It wasn't eight.
So I wasn't
we,
there last year. So what time was it? At nine?
We did it at nine. We did it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
a lot of kids.
Lots of kids and one adult.
Oh, you mean running?
Running.
Are you serious?
The guy who won.
The one in the...
In the spandex or the...
He wasn't
the
spandex.
The parents
they were
just dropped off their kids.
They were just shorts that were only this big.
Parents were there, but there was only one adult that ran it.
Really? So all the other parents just watched their kids run
no,
around?
No, kids... Parents... No, adults ran it too.
Oh.
But he was serious.
Oh, okay.
So he was
himself.
Like really running it
that's
and like passing
yes.
everyone.
Don't know.
No, no. I mean, he was like done.
People four times.
He was done in half the time of anyone else.
That's hilarious.
I kept wondering if he.
And then he, you know, and he stripped down just to his little shorts.
Okay.
And right up there in that
all
little
right.
square
and
area,
and
he's
then
doing
he was doing
stretches.
His little stretching.
Please stop recording, Sally. Okay, so October 14th at 9 a.m.
That sounds great.
That early?
Well, I thought it would be nice because I feel like as you get closer to Halloween, there's more and more things that are planned. I don't know. I mean, that's how our schedule usually
Saturdays
is.
Saturdays are busy.
Yeah.
Because let's see, after the 14th, then it goes to the 20th. Yeah, you're right on it.
I'm just gonna do.
So
it
is it on the 28th?
Well, the only thing I would say that would is that you know we have, there's lots of sports that go on, and usually they end. Well, then actually they don't end until November. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't really matter then.
If we're gonna keep it on the same week, so people can know, hey, it's the weekend before Halloween.
We
want to
do it
would be closer
sooner?
To the 21st. If we wanted to keep it like people have their costumes ready by the 21st.
You want to do it closer to Halloween with its a costume run.
But who goes to get their costume last minute?
Lots of
almost
everyone.
But can I just want to wear it the week before? Yes, Sally?
When do they have the school where they are out 2 days in October? What's that called?
Oh,
UEA?
The fall break?
Yeah.
UEA.
UEA.
You thinking UEA?
Well, and I'm also thinking of we do a garbage weekend pickup.
And that's always at Hatch Park.
Mm-hmm, the bins are delivered
oh,
at Hatch.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
but
bad.
We can work around. I mean, if you're set in stone October 14th.
No, we can do the 21st. I like the 21st better. If you guys, we got our daughter's costume super early last year.
And
but if you guys think most parents wait till later, then that's fine.
I think the 21st is better because everyone has their like, trunk or treats on the 28th.
Okay.
So 21st is probably your best
that sounds good.
Date.
Okay, so October 21st. And
it was super
you need
fun
a subcommittee.
Well,
Youth City Council is one that really helped out a lot, and they
mm-hmm.
did a great job.
What I would like to do is talk to one at a different time, you guys, what you did last year that worked.
Love
so
to.
That I know what to do.
Love to. And
actually,
and
what
I can
prizes
do
and what didn't
back.
Work, so you
right.
don't repeat what didn't work.
Well, like
yeah.
letting adults run.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and spandex, and then they strip down to whatever you were just talking about.
Oh,
really
he was just treating
that.
It like a real run, it sounds like.
Well,
and
that's weird.
Oh, it's
for a little kid race? That's super weird.
Maybe
but
we should make
we,
clear on the poster
maybe
then
we should make
this
clear.
Is a...
It was a pretty playful poster, but we could probably
okay.
make it more clear.
Well, we could put right on there that this is...
For...
I don't know how you'd phrase it, but this is a...
Tweens?
No, because we want
everyone
gave to
out,
come.
We gave out stuff to adults, too, last time.
Did we call it a family race?
No.
Maybe calling it a family race would tip people off that this is not something to to just individually.
What we
because
call?
There may be
what
people
or just call
for
it
actual
year.
Races in
or
October.
Or just call it a youth.
A lot.
Youth trotter, trotter treat.
You'd think trotter treat would really
trotter
tip people off that it's
think.
Not a race.
Yeah. Trot.
But
the word trot.
It's okay. He's got trot. A pumpkin. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's a big
it
deal at
big
all.
Deal. It was just so
he's
curious.
He's got a pumpkin.
It was just so curious. There he goes. There he goes.
He was probably just happy to have a race in October.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe he finds whatever.
And then we
can
put it on. Hey, I won the North Salt Lake Trotter Trail.
There are plenty of good races in October.
Yeah, October
yeah.
is like the best time. Halloween races.
It was the best race ever.
Yes,
that
yeah. was so much fun.
That was so
fun. We did
fun.
The Salt Lake...
The Haunted Half.
The Haunted Half.
They have a headless horseman
we,
that
we
rides in front of you when you
know
race
were,
on
we,
a horse.
Seriously?
We
yes.
did not know that we were each doing it. We get
yeah.
to the top and
what?
I hear, Noah?
It was so fun.
We have a headless horseman that goes around our neighborhood on Halloween.
That's a real person, though.
Yours wasn't?
What?
They
mind.
Were. It was.
We
a
have
horse.
Someone in costume as a headless, the headless horseman riding his horse throughout
horse,
our neighborhood.
That's
the
serial killer, is what I'm saying, Steve.
That's pretty freaky. Pretty fun.
Cool. All right, so, Taylor, it sounds like you just sort of need day of people.
I do. I'm going to meet with you guys,
yeah,
though.
There might be a few assembly things before.
Because I like to see what needs to be kind of organized.
Because we were able to take advantage
of. Do you guys do posters?
We did.
You did do a
and
we
they
did,
were
and
really
we,
cute.
And we did the little signs that weren't so easy to see. We could all take lessons from Bruce Ovlad about making signs that are simple.
Big and two words.
Big and two words, really. Trot or treat, hatch, you know, or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
And then we could do something like trot or treat this weekend. And you just put it up the week
right.
before,
yeah.
and we can use that sign over and over
yeah.
and over again.
Okay.
So whatever
park.
Graphics we start establishing this year, we could use that.
Okay.
Yeah, Hatch Park.
All right,
one.
Then.
All right,
we're done here.
So, budget-wise, because we don't have the three kings, that's like $3,000 that we won't be spending. And that's why we had the funding for Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Well, can I, about the Polynesian Cultural Festival,
mm-hmm.
I think this is a good opportunity for us as a committee to clarify and better understand our role to the community council and what it is exactly that they look to us to do.
I happen to bring that.
Oh, good.
Okay. Our duties and responsibilities. I'll read you six things. Let's see. And I really am glad that you're asking that question. Actually, about 10 things. Ready?
Yeah.
This is establishing Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board for the City of North Salt Lake. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Study, develop, or review park, trails, cultural art, and recreational policies and make recommendations on such to City Council. Review proposed design, improvements, modernization, replacement, and/or expansion of park, trails, arts, and recreational facilities. Evaluate parks, trails, arts, and recreational facilities, policies, and ongoing basis in the goal of maximizing the use of city facilities to meet the changing recreational needs of the residents of the city. Pursue opportunities to expand cultural arts in the community, including performing, visual, and literary arts. Prepare an annual written report to the City Council on the activities and recommendation of the advisory board by the end of February of each year.
We've done that a couple times.
We've done it a couple of times.
Because we had to. We've been in 3 years.
Maybe with our schedule in hand, we could present that there. Pursue opportunities to integrate the South Davis Recreational District more completely into the provision of recreational activities in North Salt Lake. That reminds me of something. Okay.
I'm wondering if we can make a recommendation for something along the lines of due process in terms of how it is all events in the city that are related to parks or related to this purview are planned and approved and the process they have to go through. Because I mean, I like to err towards due process, and I feel like you can't require some groups to go through the due process and other groups don't have to go through the due process, right? I mean, so for example, if you want to do an event, then you need to come to us first. We talk about it, we make our recommendations, and then those go up. You know what I mean? Like, what's the chain of command, I think, is important. Sort of enforce a very equal playing field for all parties.
An example would be what kind of venue?
Well, so like Polynesian Cultural Center versus, you know, the Festival of Speed, right? I think both have really good benefits for the city, but I think that both need to go through. So if you're going to demand one from, if you're going to demand a certain process from the Polynesian Cultural Center, as in they have to come in, they have to give us a plan, they have to give us a business model, they have to tell us what they need, and they have to show us everything, then that means that Bruce needs to do the same thing, right? And all events need to do the same thing. So in other words, the process needs to be the same for everybody. And I think one issue that I noticed, especially last time that we were speaking, is that's not the case, right? Because the argument that we were given last time for why the Polynesian Cultural Center couldn't go forward is because it makes money. And we don't want to support things that make money.
That wasn't the reason why we didn't do it last time.
Yeah, I know.
They couldn't do it.
I know. And then the other reason but then when you ask, well, how about when you lose money, right? Like you shut the golf course down for a day or for a night, right? I mean, so I would like to see the same measures applied to each of the events or each of the activities that are happening around the city.
And how do you see that happening? Is that coming to this meeting?
Well, I think it's like anything, like at the University of Utah or any of our professional workplaces, right? There's a process that you have to go through in order to get something approved, and then you move forward, and you get final approval, and then you implement it. And all I'm asking is that at the city, we do the same thing with an event, right?
Our process has always been, we kind of make the calendar, and Matt, as our council representative, is the one who brings it to city council,
right,
to get them updates.
I think that's
and
great.
That's always how it's worked. We haven't had to wait on anything just other than we've been given the money isn't the city's, the money comes from the community. We are in charge of that community budget. So it's not taking any money from the city as far as that budget that we have. As far as city resources, yes, that does take money away. But that's specifically mostly for things like Festival of Speed takes a lot. The fireworks takes, holy cow, and then otherwise there's not as much for some of our other events.
The 5K is pretty big because we have the fire and the police.
Oh, that,
and
I guess that's true. I mean, there's other things. I mean, usually the Easter egg hunt, the fire truck comes and does the blast if they can. They didn't this last year.
They did.
Did they this last year at Easter egg?
Uh huh.
That's fine, but
they
anyway, what you missed
for the resources.
What you missed last time, though, was there was a unilateral decision, according to James, to not do the Polynesian Cultural Center.
From who?
From the city council.
From the city council. He just said we're not going to do it.
And
what did Matt say? Was Matt saying the same thing?
He was gone.
Matt was gone. I talked to Stan, but not terribly in depth about it. But it didn't sound like he had a complaint about it, but I have comments here from Bruce and from James if you'd like me to read them about Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Well, I mean, it's not up to James to make the decision. It's up to, you know,
we
need to rely upon Matt.
But that's why I'm saying I think all I'm asking is that there is in place, in somewhere there is uniformly addressed, this is the process the city expects you to go through to hold an event. This is what we're going to hold everybody to. Right? For example, what's the cost to the city? What's the projected, if there is, you know, what is the projected...
That sounds like what our committee is.
Well, it is. I guess my issue, though, is that it's not applied to the Festival of Speed, right? There are no questions asked in the Festival of Speed in terms of...
Or to the fireworks, either. We have their booths up there,
it's
right?
It's just...
So, well, I'll tell you my thoughts, is that... It seems to me that there's kind of two types of events, and really the Polynesian Cultural Festival is the only one in it, in the other category. It seems to me that there are city events. There are events that we as a committee have said we want to do this.
Right.
And so we plan it,
mm-hmm.
we host it,
right.
and we do it.
Right.
And then there's a separate type of activity, which is someone from the public comes to us and says, I want to do this thing, and I want you to help me pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's how the children's theater work, too.
Yeah, right. And so that seems to be a separate category, and that's where we keep running into trouble.
I think you're right.
Is because it's somebody else who comes to us and says, we want to do this event. We don't have the money for it. Will you help us?
But we bring in lots of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think what we need to do is delineate between the two. One is our events. They're the NSL Live events. And then do we want to have these other events that are not really NSL Live events, but they're people who will benefit the city?
Yeah.
Do we want to be part of that, and do we want to give our money to
that?
I
think Festival of Speed started out that. Sorry. No, I'm thinking of... It started out
Festival of Speed started out separately.
And now it's
been
become incorporated
in
because
Bruce
has joined
the
committee. Yeah.
I think for cohesion, it makes sense to me that if we're going to oversee community events that are all of the things that just mentions, that we ought to be a part of both of those kinds of events.
I think
because
the fireworks started out with the Hewittson Hoedown.
Yeah.
It did.
Because I think if that's the case, then we can better streamline, we can better plan. You know what I mean? We have some level of control over when events are,
Hey, how are you?
I can't stay long. I just want to be here long enough to say something so that the minutes maker has to make an extra effort to mention that I came, said something,
there.
And then left.
He came, he saw.
How's it going?
It's good.
It's good.
Because we have a question, though, after you say your thing that you want for the minutes.
That's what I want to say is answer your question. That's sufficient for me to prove that I was here.
Well, one thing is we were talking about dates. So for Second Sunday concerts, do you know when you'll know a date for the September concert? Will it be the Sunday before the 9/11?
So plan on the second Sunday in September, but at that same, so right around there every year, the Army plans a big weekend that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the entire National Guard.
Okay.
And the last 2 years, like 6 weeks before, they switched the date on us. So 2 years ago, that
gotcha.
Was the third Sunday, and then they switched to the second, so we had to switch the concert last minute.
Sure.
This year, last year, they were on the second Sunday, so we planned the third Sunday, and then 6 weeks before, they swapped dates again. So it doesn't really matter at this point. We
just
pick a date,
plan it,
and as we get closer, we'll accommodate the National Guard.
Okay.
So we're thinking, for purposes of the flyer we're putting together, that the second Sunday is really kind of its own separate thing, and for the flyer of NSL Live events, we'll probably just put on there Second Sunday concert series
beginning
August
September.
To December or
yeah.
beginning
September,
September or whatever
December.
And then you can do dates and locations,
but then everyone will
separately.
Just assume it's second Sunday.
Yeah, people will just know
September.
It's there, and it'll be on the flyer, people know about it, but we don't have to have all the specifics.
Yeah,
I think that's great. I did get a text message from Becky on the second Sunday of this month saying, can you be at City Hall to open the building at 5 for our concert?
Oh.
And I texted back and said,
concert.
Yes. However, I didn't know there was one. and it happened to be that Sunday was the night was the night of the infamous ice storm.
Yeah.
That shut down
everything.
Religious services in our neighborhood after we'd finished our church. 2 years we were on the 1 o'clock church and didn't get benefit once from being 1 o'clock. The second Sunday after we switched to 9 o'clock.
Benefits.
We go through our block and then everyone else gets their church canceled.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we so she said, texted me back and said, actually, because of the bad weather, why don't we move it to the February concert? And once again, I thought, I don't know if we. So I haven't had a chance to talk to Becky lately, what with her father-in-law dying, and then
yeah.
I just saw on Facebook that her grandson was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yeah.
She's got a lot going on. Plus, legislature starts soon, but at some time soon, I'm gonna grab her and say, I thought we kind of talked about like only doing the tail end of the year for these concerts and not doing them in perpetuity. I thought that was what she wanted. But if she comes back and says, no, I totally want to keep doing them, then we might be revising this plan.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
So that's, I guess, to be determined.
Sounds great.
It was worth the minutes to have you
good.
Straighten us out on that.
Good. And I understand this is the second of a series of 3 planning meetings. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could I request that the third planning meeting not be on the first or third Tuesday of the month? So
I think we picked this week this time because you were gone last week and I'm gone next week.
Okay.
We knew it was going to be in conflict tonight.
But next time, can you try to let us be here?
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely.
Be great.
So we were just having a discussion because I wasn't here last time, but Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Well, I saw the email that Matt might be back on again.
Well, no, the question was, is that...
They'd like to present, but then the question
But there
was,
seems to be some... I guess, again, I missed it, so...
Oh, there's no misunderstanding. James said,
said that
we're not
going
to do
it. That the city is opposed to it.
I just wanted to clarify. He said the
because
city is opposed. It's in the minutes. He said the city is... We're not interested in sponsoring them anymore.
Because they make money off the festival.
So maybe you can talk to him and see what you guys think.
I have been in almost every meeting he's been in. I don't know when we come to that decision.
Well, maybe that's something that would you mind looking into? Because without having Three Kings, we definitely have the budget to sponsor the festival this year. And they seem to be interested in wanting to do it this year. We just need to know whether or not there's going to be opposition from the city. Because
okay.
I mean, we're not going to do something that has opposition from the city, but...
I think the city's concerns are is that there are a lot of ancillary costs that we end up doing, like having extra police coverage, having extra porta potties, things like that. And so the thought is, if we're spending all this extra money, and they're taking home money, but I don't know how much money they're making. I don't think this is a major revenue generator for
them.
But
as far as ancillary costs, I mean, that's we have that with every event we have.
That's exactly right.
And we don't ever have we never talk about that with any other event. The city's always happy with every other event.
Well, the ancillary costs are a lot minor compared to that. You know, other events don't require them to bring in big light stations and generators.
But they paid for that. But that's part of our budget that we're giving out. It's not extras from the city.
I know the first year it was. I mean, the first year we did it, the city ended up having a pretty substantial bill at the end of that.
But the next one we didn't. We made them budget that in to what we
to
were going to give
costs.
Them.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll
and including we made them budget in the porta potties too.
Okay.
We only required, the only thing that was the sanitation. We had to ensure there were enough bins and then they had to be emptied. And bathrooms had to be open.
Okay. I'll bring it up in the meeting in here. As it turns out, I'm having a meeting in 1 minute.
There you go.
Great timing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt. See you.
Well done.
Well, that was fortuitous.
That was
timing.
Fortuitous. Lots of answers right there.
I didn't think that was going to... I thought he would know, and clearly there's not a consensus.
I think it is a conversation we need to have, because we're going to have more people coming in. Saying, I've got this really exciting thing that I want to do. Can you help me? We just need to know what the due process is.
Well, and I mean, if we're going to join the major leagues, which I think someday North Salt Lake City would like to do, then we need to use evidence-based practices. And if you look around at the cities that are really successful with their outdoor activity, you know what I mean, with their park and recreation committees, like Sandy or Draper or even Bountiful, those committees oversee what you correctly identified as two different types of activities. And that way they can streamline the dates, they can streamline the funding, they can streamline, you know what I mean? It's just, it flows better because everyone knows what everyone's doing. And I feel like here, because there's just a lot of little traditions that have been going on, and it's kind of hard to merge those into one cohesive thing. And I think that that's something that, you know, that's something that's just going to improve the city at the end of the day. I don't know how into evidence a lot of people are these days, but I mean, that's what I'm suggesting. So.
Okay. When should we schedule our next meeting so we can have that discussion?
So it's Tuesday, right?
Unless you want to have it on a Wednesday, because he said don't do it on a Tuesday.
He said the
first or third. Don't do it on a
first
or third.
Third.
I know, but Tuesday. I can't do Tuesdays until April now. But
so let's do it on a Wednesday.
Just have
then.
Class.
I can't do Wednesdays.
You can't do Wednesdays.
So your
yeah.
training day.
Bummer.
Every day is your training day.
Every day is my training day.
Let's see. I start.
Unless we break the treadmill.
You know
have
what?
You done that?
If you want to do it January 31st, if that's not too soon, I could attend that.
Can't
one.
Do the 31st.
Can't do the 31st. Where are you? Where are you?
I'm here, but I can't do the 31st.
Okay.
What about...
And please...
February 8th? No, you can't do... Who can't do Wednesdays? No, you can't.
How about Thursday?
How about a Thursday? Thursday.
Thursday's fine.
I can do Thursdays. If you, well, thank you, and I'm sorry to do that.
No, I've no, because I know we've done Thursdays before, is why.
Yeah. Thursdays are fine.
So we could do the first or the third Thursday, even.
Thursday what? What are you
doing? Thursday 9th? Thursday
the
16th?
Of February?
Yes. Could even be the 2nd, it looks like.
I can't be 2nd. That's the first.
Let's see. Because
it could be any. It
yeah,
could be a
Thursday. Yeah.
Thursdays are.
Let's just do Friday night. Everyone's
Thursday's
available.
Fine.
You guys know how to do the recording.
Yeah.
Right?
The 2nd's actually my best Thursday.
Sounds great to me.
Sounds good to me.
Grand Hawk Day.
Thursday the 2nd.
Let's do it.
I actually have a free block from 6 to 7 in Mike's schedule.
So it's Thursday, what is it, February 2nd? Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Got it.
I'll send out an email. It won't be until next week. I'm headed out of town again.
Another Viking River cruise tour.
You're right. No, it's for work. So next week I'll send out an email.
Okay. Where are you heading?
New Orleans.
For work?
Yes. I'll be in meetings from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day. It'll be great.
Nice. You'll really see lots of town. Let's just finish these four so that you've got this answer. I think it might apply to what you've been saying. Review applications for events and approve or deny events based on adopted policy use, facility use policies.
Great.
This includes races on city streets. Recommend the City Council the utilization of any and all authority granted to municipalities under local federal enabling legislation. Does that make sense to you guys? Further effectuate the City Park Trails Arts and Recreation Facility Plan. As directed by City Council, cooperate and coordinate with other governmental entities, particularly Davis County and adjacent communities for partnership, shared projects, programs, you've been talking about that, and any other action that further implement the plan. And the last one, submit reports to City Council that may be requested that reflect the ongoing needs, progress, funding opportunities, and any other information relevant to the implementation of the plan. Funding opportunities.
So it sounds to me like what we need to do is, on that list, there's two things. There are city events,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who want to hold events
mm-hmm.
on city properties. And this falls somewhere in between, where someone comes and says, I want to hold this event, will you help pay for it?
Right.
So what we need to do is decide first whether we want to help pay for other events, and second, if we do, we need to come up with a list that says you need to meet these criteria, and if you meet these criteria, then we'll
mm-hmm.
call this a city-sponsored event.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think one of the main things that, you know, we wouldn't want to happen is we would want it to be free of charge to the members of the city.
Yeah,
free.
Such
it's
as,
got to.
You know, in general, I mean, that's what we want. I mean, that's different from, like, the children's theater, we actually charge for admission.
That's right.
Versus the cultural festival, people just could come and attend.
And buy food.
And they can either choose to buy food or they don't have to buy food. They can just come and sit and enjoy the event.
And it's got to be, one of them would probably be that it's got to be something that benefits something in our purview, right? It's
right.
got to be literary or arts or
culture.
Recreation or culture. And we come up with a list and give
mm-hmm.
it to the city as a proposal.
Before the end of February, so just in time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to represent James and Bruce here. So quickly, James's note says, sorry being contentious about Polynesian Festival. The decision, of course, does come to the committee. As times do get tough on money, we might want to lay out criteria on how to spend the funds of the committee and apply them to each event equally.
I think that's a vote for
no.
Well, for what we were just talking about.
Yeah, yes.
Setting up criteria.
Yes, yes. Okay, and then Bruce's note is, please accept my request. My wife and I are babysitting in Hawaii. Did you guys know that's where Bruce is? Babysitting in Hawaii. Okay.
Bruce, my information on the Polynesian Festival is scanty, but my impression is that it's an event that is very expensive, yet it reaches only a small number of people.
So that's a total misconception.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
Small number of people, right.
Yes.
It was our largest, best attended event.
And maybe he might even say segment, because it sounds like we're bringing in more people than are from our city. I don't know. We must make sure that it strives to meet the goals of the NSL Live effort. In other words, it must not become a subsidy, which is to your point, for any particular, we must not become a subsidy.
I'm sorry, like his is on the golf course because he gets a free golf course? I'm sorry, I will not accept, I can't.
For any particular group, I hear you. I would encourage a close look at the budget amount while planning more effective advertising to help increase the number of people who would have benefit from the event. I have never heard of the festival before joining the recreation committee. I should do an informal survey of acquaintance to see if they know of it.
Yes.
It didn't happen last year, so.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That would probably be another thing on the criteria.
My thinking
is that you have to commit to doing it for a certain number of years or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that we don't have
the misconceptions.
On again, off again stuff.
But I think Bruce's email is the perfect point to what I'm saying, which is that he feels entitled to the city assets.
It's become a city.
And he does not think the Polynesian Cultural Festival. I mean, I get that he has some misinformation, but from his point of view, in my opinion, based on what he just said, he feels entitled to the fact that he gets a free golf course, that he gets the police there for free. All of that is for free for him. And he has no numbers on his attendance levels. And that's my frustration, is because you're getting this dichotomy of somebody who thinks they're totally deserving of the city funds, and then another group who actually we know through evidence had the highest attended event in the city for Parks and Recreation, and they made money making revenue for the city, but there's that perception. I'm sorry, that's very frustrating to me. I get it. I'm glad that he gave us that input. That is actually really helpful to understand where this attitude is coming from, but I think it's also very indicative of an incredible misperception and entitlement, and that really frustrates me.
Okay, well...
The end. Sorry.
I put everybody's opinions out on the window.
No, I'm glad you did. It's just very frustrating to me. That's
so
all.
Maybe we should have homework, which is everybody to put together a list of the... what they think should be criteria that we should consider when people come to us.
Great idea.
That's a great idea. And is making money okay?
I didn't ask, but is Movies in the Park continuing this next year?
Yes.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have it on the list.
That was
James
thing.
That's a youth city council.
But we
should.
Yeah,
it's not really a thing.
It isn't, but East Ray County is youth city council too.
Because let me tell you that the Hatch Park is already reserved if we did PC. It's already reserved on the 26th, so we already have it.
For Movies in the Park?
No, for...
Did you just call this last...
I didn't, but Stan Porter did for the ward steak fry, or the neighborhood steak fry is on the 26th.
Okay, because I called Dina and told her to take it off. I said, apparently we're not going to do the Polynesian culture.
So they snagged it, yep. They got that weekend for the steak fry. Is that what you're talking about? Taking it off the Polynesian thing?
No,
in
December, I think it was, or maybe it was the 1st of January, I told her to put that on for the Polynesian Cultural Festival, and because for whatever reason, I got notified that that's when it was going to be. And so she did, and then after our meeting, then I said, oh, apparently not. I don't know.
Well, the festival could always be down at Legacy. Doesn't have to be hard at Hatch.
Yeah. Could be something.
There's plenty of room at Legacy for setting something like that up as well.
Yeah.
And in fact, it borders on businesses in the back for most of the park. I mean, the whole backside of the park is all businesses. So the complaints of
noise
that was the neighborhood, and maybe that's also why James is a little bit concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's his
neighborhood
that was upset about the noise levels. There wouldn't be that. It borders on one side. There's some townhomes on the east, but the whole north side is all businesses. And then it's the trail.
And then it's the freeway, right?
It's the trail, and behind that, it's the Legacy Parkway.
So if we put it on that half, that it would be, it wouldn't bother the residences. That's a
really good idea.
Good point.
So it's not as central, but on the other hand, it might.
In the crowds, this is attracting.
They're gonna
go wherever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fun to see from the road too. Okay, so our homework is to bring three criteria for what we expect an event to.
But that's one thing that we have to decide. I mean, is everyone has to think about, is charging admission for something preclude an event?
Right.
Because we do charge things for
the races.
The races. Well, for one of the races. Well, for two. We don't.
But
do
those are
one.
City events.
They are.
Right. Those are different. I think that we need to treat them differently because we're doing it, right? The 5K is a city event. It's not a public event that the city's being asked to sponsor.
That's different. Okay. Anything else on our agenda for planning? Thank you, Lori, for doing that. It's so simple when you've got a plan.
Plans.
Okay, one last thing on cheer notes. And by the way, I will contact Sandra and find out if I scared them away with my email of just being realistic, saying we need a plan and there's no guarantees, you know, but I'll see if I scared them away. The Bountiful Bubble we used in the fall last year, and there was some talk at our last meeting that maybe we should ask the Davis Rec Center if we should do at the beginning of the year kind of a free day for North Salt Lake residents.
Versus the end of the year.
Versus the end of the year. Anybody interested in me pursuing that? Valentine's Day or the day after Valentine's Day? What's that?
Are we too late to get it in the newsletter?
Oh, yeah.
If we're too late
if we're too
for
late,
the newsletter.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's
what was that last one? Let's see. That last newsletter went to... Did anybody have anything in it?
Nope.
Nope.
I didn't think we did.
We didn't have hadn't settled on anything yet.
Nope. Linda Horrocks. January, February newsletter... by Wednesday, January 11th, the newsletter covers the last half of January and the first half of February.
So we could get it in if we did the end of February.
If we did the end of February. Or even...
Because winter's a good time to do it.
It is, because everyone has New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
But it's also just good because families are looking...
Yeah, to do something.
And they don't have as many...
February's a pretty
they're
good
not
month.
Starting all their... They're not starting
if we
everything.
Do it, we should do it before spring break.
Which is March...
At
20-something?
Depending on what school district you're in. But that's what I'm just thinking, that spring break is kind of the beginning of when everything starts to go crazy with the summer events.
Okay.
Yeah.
And February seems to have not much going on.
Right. February 22nd, I like the numbers 22. Ooh. Room 222. Do you remember that show? I do too. Okay, well, I'll just ask him if there's a way that we could do it at the beginning of the year, and then we'll go for date first from there and know that we need to get it into the newsletter ASAP. And we'll get back to you on 2-2, our next meeting. Sorry, 2-2 at 6. Yeah, 2-2 at 6 p.m. Cool. And we conclude this meeting at 7:16.
Hooray! July, August.
Oh.